Good Tov, we're doing Siman Chaf Bet. A very short Siman, but very practical and fun. So, we're talking about whether you say a Shechianu on your Talis. This is a very relevant topic for me as a Bar Mitzvah Madrich. It comes up. So, do you say a Shechianu that first time? So, this is actually a Machlokas in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, the answer is yes. A Shechianu would be made on any mitzvah garment that you buy and use for the first time. Tefillin, tzitzis, talis, that would require a Shechianu, because we're really happy about it. According to Tosfot, however, it would not merit a Shechianu unless when we're really happy. You got to be really joyous about your Shechianu, about your garment. So, how does the Shulchan Aruch rule? Like Rama Murtoso, so let's see. Shulchan Aruch writes, Kana talit v'asa bo tzitzis. You bought a talit and put tzitzis on it. Yevarech Shechianu. You bless it Shechianu. The lo gara mekelim chadashim. Because it's no less than new vessels which you buy. So interestingly, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is going like the Rambam. Because he is saying you should say a Shechianu on the talis. But really, he's going like Tosos. Because Tosos said, you do say a Shechianu if you're joyous, just like any new vessel that you buy. So to hear, if you're joyous about the new talis, so then you should say a new bracha. Based on this, the Igros Moshe writes why the custom is not to say a bracha on a talit katan, because you're really not that joyous on a relatively inexpensive tzitzis garment. But when you have a really expensive talis for the first time, very often we wear it under the chuppah if you're Ashkenazi, so then you would say a bracha Shechianu, and a Sephardi boy would say a bracha of Shechianu. Ashkenazim generally wait until they're married, but if they were, let's say, Yeki, then they also would say a Shechianu because they're excited about a mitzvah. Similarly, if you're really excited about your talit katan, let's say you're putting on tchelas for the first time, tchelas is very expensive, so for my first time wearing it, I did say a Shechianu, because just like if I bought a new suit, I would say a Shechianu. So too, if it's a very expensive tchelas tzitzis, I say a Shechianu. Now, what about wearing tefillin for the first time? So here we have a machlokas and a different se'if. And some write you should, and some say you shouldn't, because again, the same machlokas, maybe it's only for specific mitzvahs that merit a Shechianu. Is it considered a kli? So the Maisa, one way of getting out of it, the Biur Halacha says, is you say a Shechianu on, let's say, a new suit that you're wearing, the Bar Mitzvah boy, and you have in mind the tefillin, so that way you're covered on all accounts. Okay, the question is now, when do you say the Bracha of Shechianu? So the Rama writes, Yim lo berech b'shat asiyat, berech b'shat yitif rishon. If you didn't make a blessing on when you bought the talis, so then do it when you wear the talis. And the Mishnah Berurah really doesn't like this, because he says, no, you should when you buy the garment, you should say the Shechianu. But the custom seems to me to wait to say the Shechianu until you actually wear it, because that's when you get excited about the mitzvah, when you're actually wearing it, and that seems to be halach l'maisa. Also, if you're buying a suit, you wouldn't say it right away. You'd say it after you do the shatnitz check, similarly here. One last question. Actually, two. So the first question is, when do you say the Shechianu? So here there are two customs. One is you first say Litatef, then you say Shechianu, and then you wear the talis. And that's, some poskim say that. The other is you say the Litatef, you wear the garment, and then you say the Shechianu, which seems to be the preferable option if you remember. So, okay, Litatef, wear it, and then Shechianu on the actual wearing of the garment. Final question. What if you forgot to say a Shechianu? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that if it's a day later, it's too late. Once you've already used it, you've lost your excitement for the mitzvah. But on the other hand, if you're still in that first act of wearing the talis for the first time, then it's all considered part of the Levi Shari Shona, and you can still say a Shechianu. Okay, I hope this was helpful. Have a great day.